This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Well, it is a special hump day today. Did you know that Wednesday is called hump day? It's like the middle of the week. It's all downhill from here, Isla.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you know on Wednesdays. Because it's like the middle, you know? It's like the middle day of the week. Yeah.
And Wednesday, I don't have to have much school. It's a half day for my school.
Lucky.
Half day hump day, lucky.
Half day hump day.
How is, yeah, there you go. Half day hump day. There's a song in there.
Yeah.
So how are you? How's everything going?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you so much for asking. So are you guys, I hear you got a juicer.
Yeah, we got a juicer just yesterday.
So you haven't used it yet?
Nope.
Are you hoping to make, what are you going to make with it? Smoothies and stuff? I don't.
Orange juice. We have to make juice.
Just juice. Is that just, you know,
so like orange juice.
Oh my God, it's delicious. Who doesn't like it? And fresh squeezed, it would be excellent. Are you going to get to cut up some of the fruit that goes in, or they let you use knives over there?
No, they don't let me use a sharp knife.
Oh.
It's not safe.
No.
It's true. Yeah.
It's not. Soon though, once you turn 7, you're like, you're smart enough now, you're getting old enough now that you know.
Yeah.
You know what's safe and what isn't. You just have to keep it away from Hulk Baby. That kid does not know.
Yeah, that kid. Just one time she grabbed a sharp knife and then we took it away from her right away.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to. You're closer to her height, so you got to keep a really sharp eye on her, right? Like you got to report back to Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Did you know I watched a new movie yesterday?
I did not know that. Tell me
it's
everything.
Cool. The movie's called Liv and Maddie.
Oh, right.
Oh, we did hear about this.
I heard about that.
Oh, yeah, Isla, your dad was telling us that he loved it.
Oh, cool.
Is this yours?
It's funny.
Yeah?
And it also has that kind of audience.
Oh, you mean the live filmed in front of a live studio audience?
The live.
Brit, you know what?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Hold on.
Hold on, Bryn, get this going, because we're about to give you a live studio audience.
All right, why don't you
ready for this?
Why don't you tell a joke or something?
Yeah, tell us a joke.
Do you have any jokes?
Okay. Knock,
all right.
Knock.
Uh-huh.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Cuckoo banana.
Cuckoo banana who?
Cuckoo banana, cuckoo banana.
The audience loves it. Oh my God, it really isn't. So what do you, say something else funny. What do you think, what's dad doing right now?
Do you want to hear a cat joke?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Just kitten.
Oh! Delayed audience reaction. Laugh track is good. No, tell him no. Is he trying to get you off of here? Oh, he's not. I thought I could have sworn I heard no.
He told me to read my tag.
Oh, that's right. The tag. Okay. Here we go. Here's
just
your
talk all day.
Sure we can. Are you kidding
sure
me?
We can.
I don't know what he thinks
the
job
has
is.
To do his show.
You know, you're a pretty good reader. Why don't you just do his news for him? All right, here we go.
Hold on.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com.
Good one, Isla. Nice work. Did you like your laugh track?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun. We'll do that every time for you.
Thank you for letting me be on.
Oh, my God. Anytime. She's so sweet.
Until I get out of here.
That was an Instagram live.
Oh, good.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my God.
I'll post it as a video today.
Oh, boy.
Vinny, you got to teach that kid some funny jokes.
Oh, were they not good?
No, it doesn't matter because we had a laugh track going for her. Didn't matter if the jokes are funny or not.
Great.
But
I love it. I couldn't hear it. I was busy corralling the sister.
You can watch it on Instagram later, Vin. Yes, we can hear
you. Oh, you could?
Yeah, you can watch
it. I now have their mom's like hand lotion that's all perfumey all over me because the youngest one found that. Anyway, all right, let's do some news. Right now overhead, I have blue skies. I'm told that there will be a mix of clouds and like partly, mostly clouds throughout the day. So we're just going to see sort of a changing weather throughout.
It's gloomy here.
And highs in the 60s. So depending on where you're at,
you get what you get.
I like the 60s. In fact, that's where I want it.
I like it to be 70 and sunny. 70 is perfect. It's completely overcast here. How does it look on the peninsula? Reporting from the Millbrae area.
It's super gray.
Oh, and in the city too?
There you go.
Yeah, it's gray and cloudy.
Well, things are looking good in Santa Cruz, so.
Well, I think it's going to be in and out, so we'll just deal with that as it comes. I do want to mention, because maybe we're not hearing enough of the good news, U.S. has flattened the curve. So we're not out of the woods, and we're not better, and you know, maybe the conversation of us coming out of this is too soon. But on the bright side, this whole flatten the curve thing, we've been doing it. And so
that
the
means
sacrifice
tomorrow,
and the stress and the whatever you're dealing with in your own home location, it's worked. At least that's the good news, right?
It is good news.
You may be about to get divorced or, you know, your kids ran away from home.
You murdered your whole family and no one knows because they're not visiting your house yet.
Oh, man.
Well, that's about to come out.
I know that there are a lot of downsides to this, and even people like myself who I've got it all good, and yet this is not a world that I'm used to, the one where I stay inside every day day I look at the prospect of another day inside and think, what the heck.
Just so glad it's not really like pouring anymore. I think that was a big part of why I was so bummed out at the beginning. Like, you couldn't leave your house, you just never left, you couldn't even go outside because it was like miserable out. Now I'm like, yeah, this works for me. It's there's a lot of guilt that comes along with it. I gotta say
that you like it. You mean?
Yeah. This is how I want it to be. Although, as I was telling you earlier, I do miss seeing you guys and kind of the energy of the room and just getting to have private conversations with you that don't include Bryn and Nicole still on this thing with us.
Oh, right.
God, they're so nosy. Sheesh.
Tons of single people. So I'm sorry, Bryn. What'd you say?
I said I missed that joke. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry. We have a whole private thing going on.
Tons of single people out there have been avoiding dating because of the pandemic, and we're now looking at as we're looking at reopening around the country. Single people are on fire.
Oh.
To get someone in their life and never be caught alone again when it's time to close the doors. According to a survey by Bumble, a dating app, 80% of their users say they're ready to stop with the virtual dates. They want to start meeting face-to-face again. They also say that one of the big reasons they want to get busy about dating more seriously is they don't ever want to go through the quarantine alone again. So if this were to ever happen... Which I don't know, you know, because this has never happened in our life and all of a sudden it happens once, the change is so extreme, it makes you feel like, is this the new normal?
Right,
I don't think it is.
Blip, we're all going to run for our houses, for our
but
bolt
I don't,
holes.
I don't think that it's, I mean, it's so profound and such a mega change for us that it's, I can see why people feel like we'll never come out of it. But I don't think it's the new normal at all. I think that we'll get to the other side of it and go back to our old normal.
Good God, I hope you're right. I really do. I mean, I do believe that people forget quickly that we get over, like we're resilient. And it's going to take time, but there will come a day, it may be a long while from now, but where you won't give this another thought, we'll be back to, I mean, when handshaking won't be, a like, I mean, are handshakes going to continue into this?
Well, I could see a good, I'm all ready to put the handshake away for good. I don't need it. I'm happy to show you that respect. If I meet you and you put your hand out, I'll return that. But mm-hmm. I don't want to. I don't need to. It doesn't change how I feel about you if you're not, you know, you're told these things when you're a kid. Well, if someone's not looking you in the eye, then that means they might be lying. Or you need to, when you meet someone, you look them right in the eye and you shake their hand real hard. These are all, you know, things you teach someone. And yet in reality, it doesn't have to be that way. Those are just things that we've decided
are the ways we show respect. And
right. But I mean, so, you know, in the pandemic world, you show respect by not sharing your germs with them. All right.
You know, Pat Gillis, he does the you know, your boyfriend, Pat.
I do know Pat, yeah.
He's doing the foot tap. He likes that. He puts his foot out.
It's easy.
And you smack his foot with your foot and, you know.
I
guess your leg's about 3 feet long. You know, I don't know how long a leg is, but about that, right? And then you just stick it out in front of you, whack legs, and move on.
I'm down with that. Let's, you know, if you want to
be hard for old people, but, you know.
When life gets back to normal and put your foot out, I'll tap you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that. Guy in Maine decided to show his Mother's Day, his mom, a special Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is unbelievable. 37-year-old Thomas Bouchard. In Maine, do you know Skowhegan? Skowhegan?
I do know Skowhegan. Skowhegan?
Okay.
In Maine? I thought
in Maine.
That actually sounds like a Canadian name to me. All right. Mm. I feel like I've heard that before. Sure.
Here's what Thomas did on Mother's Day. He did a bunch of drugs. He stripped naked. Oh. He stole his mom's car. He got into a high-speed police chase that ended when he jumped out of the moving car in a church parking lot. He ran into the church naked that was hosting a drive-up service at the time, and he was arrested inside the church after he got into a fight with the cops.
Oh, he didn't just like get into the church and be like, give me amnesty.
No, and that... Mrs. Bouchard is how your
Happy
son
Mother's
spent his
Day.
Mother's Day.
You were a great mom. You know what? She might have been a great mom. People do go off the rails and you can't blame their parents. People get to a certain age and you just can't do it anymore. Sure, they might have sucked. Sure, they might have been great. It's called individual choice.
I'll mention a couple things here real quick that one of which I've already mentioned. Mask knee is a thing. So Sarah has mentioned that every time she puts on her mask, she gets hot, she gets sweaty, she gets troubled because there's acne under the mask around her mouth. Yeah. That's a real thing. Apparently that people are having trouble with this and they say, wash your mask and wash your face.
Yeah.
That'll
we
happen.
Only wear our masks once and then we wash them. You can actually, I hear you can sterilize them with an iron too. Probably not the N95s. But the cloth ones that we're using, apparently if you put a hot steam iron on there, that'll kill everything that's on it.
Oh.
But I think washing and like a, you know, a turn in the dryer is probably the way to go.
That's the move, sure. I also think if you're not going out enough, that if it sits for a week or 4 days or 5 days,
probably
that it's
fine.
It's fine either way, but that's, you know, that's not science.
But mask knee is a thing, and I get it quick. I haven't worn a mask that much because I haven't gone very many places at all. And I'll tell you, my face, it just gets overheated and then boom, 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 boom. Those are pimples appearing.
Right. Italy was one of the first places I heard having a really hard, besides China, where the initial outbreak happened, Italy was the place that we heard just got ravaged by coronavirus.
Yes.
A fashion designer there knows that people are afraid to get back to normal and has designed the trichini. That's a bikini with a matching face mask because that's their new normal.
Oh.
They're going to be
like
wearing masks.
Like a trikini instead of a bikini?
Right.
Like, so you have like a triangle over this boob, a triangle over this boob, and a triangle over the mouth.
Over
boob.
Your face, right.
I like it. That's not bad.
Another design that's not going to go nearly as far is an artist designed a face mask that has a small hole for a straw, except that the hole is obviously...
That's the problem. I suppose if they put like a little flap, like we were talking about earlier, they could put a flap over it, secure it with Velcro, just a little way to get in there. It's like, you know nursing bras?
Yes, I'm very familiar.
I'm thinking if we could get the trikini and have like the little click pull down nursing bra opening where you could like, you know, shovel some food in your head hole and then use the inside of the mask kind of as a napkin. I definitely think some mask knee is going to come from that, though.
Do you see this here?
Oh, there you go. Brent's
nice
got it.
Matching.
He's got it.
As I was looking for this,
Yes.
Something else popped up, this other bikini, which is a trip. It has
that is
nipples.
A flesh-toned bikini that has nipples painted on it. Oh, boy. Wow. That is a terrible idea.
Well.
It defeats the entire purpose.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you just go topless then? Then
why
you don't even
you?
Have tan lines.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weirdly sexy.
Well, right. It looks very real. It looks like the real
that
thing.
Is well, you know.
That is
oh,
one way
boy,
to say.
Oh boy, that doesn't look good. Wow.
Check me out over here because you are not trying to blend in when you're wearing that top, right?
I can't wait to see what the bottoms look like.
Bryn, you see the bottoms? Are they covered
in
little yarny?
I'll do some
like
more
a,
research.
Like a pom pom down there or something.
Are they graphic? Our text number is 800-400-3697. I believe that we will absolutely have to go into shelter in place again in November, December, because we won't have a vaccine, and then all of us on unemployment will have to apply again, and everything will shut down. Mm-hmm. Ugh. All right.
Good luck to all of us. We are, in fact, all in this together. I know people are saying that all the time. You know, this we got to do this together to make it work. And we have to, you know, hold up, support the people who are the hardest hit by this. And this is a test. It is a test. Let's not fail it.
Vin, I feel your pain. Up at 5:30 this morning with an 11-month-old and a 3.5-year-old up at 6 a.m. Love you guys. Listen to your show at bedtime. Oh.
God, why can't they just sleep for longer?
Dude, I took a picture of it. I didn't post it because it's so ridiculous. But there was a point, I don't know why the kid, this was a couple days back, why the kid was up in the middle of the night and then up again in the morning. But I looked at our little camera screen. And there's a giant body in the crib with my kid. And I'm like, what am I looking? Christina climbed in there with her just to quiet her and get some sleep. And I'm like, oh, my God. She's resorted to climbing in the crib now with the baby just to quiet it down and get another minute.
You got the a little grown-up bed for yet? You know, or like a little kid bed?
No, in fact.
That's got to be pretty soon, right?
There's things that are coming soon, but as we are trapped inside, we're just putting everything off, not even looking at stuff. I had the biggest grin on my face when Vinny's daughter was on. She's so sharp and so fun sounding.
She is a really smart kid. I mean, she's a kid. So she'll, you know, she got to tell you about the movie she saw and stuff, which is, it's funny though. I'll be like, hey, you know, let's go down this road. And she's like, nah, I want to talk about Liv and Maddie.
I told you about that already though. That's actually a TV show, not a movie.
She goes, they filmed it with people were laughing.
I know.
I was like, let's see. I was like, Bryn, And Brynn goes, you got it. And then she told a series of not that funny jokes, but they sounded hysterical. Well, she loved it.
Good for her. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.